This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in here and talk to us. Skype username is lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about unschooling or polyamory or, you know, alternative relationship styles, we spent the first hour on unschooling. Hour number two was all about relationships, monogamy versus other things. Any of those things still go, but let's talk about naming your kids. There's actually a court case out of Atlanta, according to therecord.com, where the toddler daughter of Elizabeth Handy and Bilal Walk has everything you would expect, a sweet smile, curious nature, and finicky taste. But in the eyes of the state of Georgia, the 22-month-old child has no name. According to Handy and Walk, the parents, the Georgia Department of Public Health refused to issue the infant a birth certificate with the last name that the couple had chosen for their daughter, Alla. A-L-L-A-H, which is, of
the last name?
That's correct.
Okay.
Alla. Now, for those who aren't familiar, that's commonly, you know, the Middle Eastern term or the Arabic term for God, as I understand it. Now, that apparently isn't their excuse. Let me get into the details here. The ACLU of Georgia has filed suit on behalf of the couple who say they can't get a social security number for their daughter because the state won't give them a birth certificate. They also anticipate problems with access to health care, schools, and travel. And already, they said, they've had to cancel a trip to Mexico. Mr. Walk said, quote, "We have to make sure the state isn't overstepping their boundaries. It's just plainly unfair and a violation of our rights." State officials, however, say the child's name, which is proposed to be Zalika Graceful Lorena Alla. So, four names in the name.
I had a friend in high school who was both, his father was Jewish and his mother was Catholic. Mm-hmm. And he went through whatever both these processes are to get your extra name. So his, you know, his full
Catholic
name.
Catholic people and Jewish people have extra names.
Well, I know Catholics do. They get a saint's name. You know, Jewish people, I'm not entirely sure how it goes, but I'm going to change his last name. But Robert Joseph Patrick Aloysius Lieberman.
Okay.
Right? Like, so it's a long name, four names, and that's completely legit. But, of course, his last name was the same as his father's last name.
And that's what the issue is here that the state is going to bring up. They're saying that the state of Georgia is
These people sound like nut jobs, by the way.
That the name here does not fit the naming conventions set up by state law. They say that
it certainly doesn't. It doesn't seem to fit very many naming conventions at all.
They say that Zalka's name, last name, should either be Handy, Walk, or a combination of the two.
Handy Walk.
The lawsuit names Brenda Fitzgerald, Commissioner of the Department of Public Health, and Donna Moore, the State Registrar and Director of the Office of Vital Records. In a series of letters written by lawyers representing the Department of Public Health, officials said that based on Georgia state code, the state requires that a baby's surname be either that of the father or of the mother for the purposes of the initial birth record.
Okay.
General Counsel Sidney Barrett wrote that once the birth record is created, Zalka's surname can be changed through a petition to Superior Court. But ACLU of Georgia Executive Director Andrea Young said the state's decision is an example of government overreach and a violation of the First and 14th Amendments. In addition, Handy and Walk have a 3-year-old son who was given a birth certificate for his name, Masterful Alla, with no problem.
So that's a first and last name, Masterful Alla?
That's correct, which, again, does not share the same last name as either of the parents. So definitely inconsistency when it comes to the state's approval process.
I'm left kind of wondering whether Masterful Alla is his first, are his given names, and then his surname is, whatever the surname is.
Well, this is what the ACLU said, so okay. I don't know.
Presumably, they're making a clear point here rather than obfuscating.
Michael Baumrind, another attorney representing the family, said while it's true the family is trying to introduce a third surname, it is irrelevant. He says, quote, there are numbers of parents who have selected a name for their children. The state has no business determining if a name is satisfactory. The parents get to decide.
I'll go that far.
The parents get to decide the name of the child, not the state. It is an easy case.
Some people would say that you shouldn't name the child at all, that it's presumptuous to try to give a child a name that
really?
They should pick it on their own.
Now, that's interesting. I've never heard. I mean, I believe that some people would say that, but I've never heard that argued before.
I can tell you that I've got a friend on Facebook that has made, and by the way, not a friend, a friend of Facebook.
Yeah.
Has made that argument, and okay.
So the idea is you don't get a birth certificate for the child in that case.
The practical application of this is, this person claims to be an anarcho-primitivist, which essentially wants to see civilization fall.
Hmm.
So, there is no practical application for what their claim is.
So they haven't actually done this, or
yeah,
they are doing it?
I don't know the specifics. They have a child. That child didn't get any kind of name until about 2 years old, I think. And that name, I don't know. I don't know how it was picked. I just heard the argument.
Right. I'd imagine it would be something like, a Sesame Street character name or something
right.
like that.
Want to be Grover? No, it's it's very
Barney.
Very sort of primitive, foreign sounding name.
Huh.
I'm not going to give the kid's name.
Yeah, that's fine. I wasn't asking for that.
Yeah.
We've certainly heard from parents, and I support the idea of trying to avoid getting their children any documentation. I like that idea, leaving them outside of the system for as long as possible until the child decides they want to put themselves into that system.
I think that's very interesting, right? Like, because I believe when I was a kid, you didn't need to get a Social Security card until you like wanted to go to work, you know, like 16 years old and thereabouts.
I remember getting mine when I was a child at some point.
Right. So you didn't get it at birth.
Yeah.
But now, basically with the tax forms the way they are, in order to prevent people from claiming, 19 dependents
mm-hmm.
or whatever, essentially you have to list the Social Security number of your child.
Okay.
And in order to get whatever the, welfare disguised as a tax write-off is, tax credit, I think. But fine by me. But basically, what you're asking parents to do is to pay thousands and thousands of dollars in order to not get the tax benefit for the kid. And then the kid is, at 16 years old, going to want to go get a job and is going to go get the Social Security number anyway. So,
well, that presumes the parents are paying taxes. The kind of parents who would be more interested in not having their child have a Social Security number, I would suspect would also be more interested in not paying taxes. So,
yeah, which is also a lot of work.
Not really. You just don't pay. It's not a lot of work at all. It's way more work to pay taxes, Mark. You've got to jump through a bunch of government hoops, fill out a bunch of stupid forms, and read a bunch of unintelligible instructions. Yeah, that's a lot of work. What did you say your wife spends per year on that? Like 40 hours?
40 hours a year.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It's gotten less recently, but still.
So anyway, I think that it's a good thing to do to give your child the ability to choose, just like letting your child choose whether or not they want to be circumcised, for instance. It's nice to let that the person make those decisions for themselves. But in this case, the state is saying,
don't pick my pronoun.
The state is saying that no, parents, you can't make a decision about what your children's name is. And I think that you should be able to. I mean, that's one of the classic things that parents have been able to do since, forever, is name their child. And the state's saying, well, our code says you can't do it, so therefore you can't use this name. You have to have mommy and daddy's last name. There are, according to the story here, a number of parents who have selected a name for their children, and the attorney says the state has no business in making these decisions. With the state's decision, lawyers for the couple say they have not been able to receive medical coverage under Medicaid and are prevented from obtaining food stamps through the SNAP program.
Right, it's almost like it's a right.
The law professor from the University of California, Davis, has written extensively about parental rights to name their children. There is no court decision the couple could point to that would restrict Georgia from rejecting their case, but Larson said the state is clearly infringing on their rights to freedom of speech and equal protection. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, a topless ban in Colorado. One town's fighting to keep it. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free here. Whether you want to talk about unschooling, government restrictions on naming your kids, or whatever's on your mind. We also talked about polyamory. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype into the show if you'd like. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. If you've got Bitcoin, or maybe some of the other alternatives to Bitcoin that are gaining in popularity, like Ethereum or Dash, we want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it for free. It's cross-platform, so you can get it not only for your smartphone, iOS or Android, but you can also get it for Windows, Linux, and Mac computers, as well as plug-in versions for Chrome and Firefox. It's all free over at Jax.io or the Google or Apple App Store, JAXX.io. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and some other cryptocurrencies. And it's also got Shapeshift integration built in, so you can easily change from one currency to another. So if you want to take some of your Bitcoin and turn it into Dash, maybe you think Dash is going to keep going up, as it seems to have been generally over the last couple of weeks. Actually, more than a couple of weeks. But, you know, you could do that right there from within Jax, JAXX.io. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. So if you lose your phone, you don't have to worry. As long as you've got your Jax backup phrase, you know, kept somewhere safe, you'll be able to restore it to any other device, which means you don't lose your Bitcoin. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Rebecca is in Santa Cruz in California. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
A couple of things. California would never give up their vehicle registration. They need the money. We're one of the highest ones in the country, I believe. They say
really?
They
wow.
use it a lot for environmental kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. Driver's license, it would be prohibitive if you flew to another state and needed to rent a car. Because here, which I'm sure every state is, that's supposed to prove that you know what you're doing when you're driving.
You're referring, by the way, for listeners just tuning in here, you're referring to actually a discussion we had on a previous night show, I think it was last night,
seems like.
About a caller suggesting that it was a guy who was running for governor, I think, in Ohio, who said he wants to run on a platform of getting rid of driver's licenses and vehicle registration. So I just want to clarify that's what you're responding to. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I was listening to that show. I didn't realize it was last night's show.
That's all right.
Okay. And then one about the roundabouts. You could always make them bigger, and that would give people more room to exit on and, you know, exit off.
Yeah, I don't know how big, I mean, I would suspect and I'm not a traffic expert, but it would seem to me that the more lanes you have in the roundabout, the more accidents you're going to likely have in the roundabout, because people seem confused by the roundabout in general. That's what I've noticed sometimes in these things. And I have to say, you know, the first time going into a roundabout, I'm like, what is this thing? And having a two-lane roundabout gets a little complicated. One lane is pretty simple.
The two-lane roundabout, you're supposed to, if you're going to go three-quarters around, you're supposed to get the interior lane of the roundabout, right? But what if...
By interior, you mean left lane as you're going into
it. The left lane. Because obviously, you're going three-quarters around. But what if somebody comes in, you know, it's only going two sections around? This is presuming four sections.
Yeah.
Four lanes coming
two
in.
Two sections you can go either. Either way, you
right.
go
you
in the left or
interior,
right.
exterior. And what about the one section? Well, on some roundabouts, the person, you know, they have a separate lane for the person who's only going, making a right turn, essentially. Mm-hmm. But it can get a little confusing. And
if you change your mind while you're in there or whatever.
I lack faith in my fellow drivers when it comes to that third lane, you know, coming out of the left-hand lane, making a right-hand turn.
And just the awareness factor is, you know, like you said, you lack faith in the other drivers. You always have to, when you're driving, act like, you know, drive as though these other people don't know what they're doing. And when you're in this roundabout, there's a good chance somebody doesn't know what they're doing. So you've got to watch all corners of your car and see what these other people around you are doing. A lot of times they're not going to signal when they're going to, you know, leave the roundabout or whatever, or they're not going to signal if they're going to change lanes within the roundabout. And it can get a little confusing. But all that said, they do tend to work really well. Anyway, Rebecca, you were saying about driver's licenses, proving that somebody knows how to drive. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's plenty of people that have driver's licenses who aren't really good at driving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I totally do. That was kind of like, oh, my gosh. You know what I mean? We have a driver's license, but we don't know what we're doing with them. Not me, of course. But yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's everybody else.
The roundabout, when I meant bigger, I didn't mean more lanes. In Santa Cruz, they have just a one-lane roundabout coming out onto the wharf, and it works good. But what you guys are explaining, hell, I'd rather sit at a traffic light than try to figure all that stuff out.
Well, then don't come to New England, because they have these things all over the place here. Rebecca, thanks. Oh, by the way, how are you listening to the show tonight? Just curious.
There's Midnight in the Desert, and they have a phone number you can call in. So I'm listening through there.
Huh? Midnight in the Desert? Isn't that the old Art Bell show?
Well, it is, but they play other programs. And I'm listening to you on the Midnight in the Desert.
So is it an internet feed? You're listening to them over the internet?
No, I'm listening to you over my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I guess thanks to the old Art Bell show for running Free Talk Live. It's news to me, but I'll take it.
Yeah, sure. Run it. Hear it.
And yes, you can call in to this show, even if you are listening to an old episode. We're always happy to talk to our podcast listeners or people who are listening in, on the radio in what they call delay broadcast, or people listening to something on their cell phones that they don't know what it is. So anytime you want to join us here, you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, regarding licensing, just one more comment on that. So, you know, the idea is, oh, well, we've got these government licenses that shows that you know how to drive. No, it doesn't. The driving test is so easy. At least it was in Florida when I took it. It was so easy, like a blindfolded monkey could pass the test. I mean,
I would agree with you on that driver's licenses don't necessarily teach you how to drive, but what they do allow is for the state to remove your right to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Right isn't the exactly right.
But you can still get behind a wheel. I mean, there's plenty of people who've had like multiple DUIs, so they're not allowed to drive, but they'll still go wherever they need to
go. There's plenty of people, but there are some people who stay off the road because their license has been taken from them.
Sure. That's true.
So
they don't want to go to jail.
They have some level of success with, in this case, you make driving, the outlaw driving, then only the outlaw drivers drive.
Yeah.
And so the people who can't drive without a license because of, maybe a DUI and choose not to take that danger, a friend of mine had his license pulled for a second DUI, and he moved to New York City. And frankly, it was the best thing for him because he's made a lot of money.
Yeah. it does make me wonder, though, as libertarians or voluntarists, a lot of times we talk about getting rid of the government or getting it out of our lives. So what would it look like? What would the market come up with to stop dangerous drivers from driving on private roads? I wonder about that. I mean, the market's amazing at coming up with technology and, innovations that we can't think about now because we're just talk show hosts. What the hell do we know about this? But if you've got an answer, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. It's for talking.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in a runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program, and of course you can dial in toll-free and join us here. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also want to let you know about how to go online and help Free Talk Live while you get your shopping done at Amazon. Now, if you've shopped at Amazon before, you know they get a great selection. Prices are pretty good in general. Free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, all that stuff. You get all of that, the regular Amazon experience, when you go through our shopping links at shop.freetalklive.com. But when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So why wouldn't you do that? I mean, if you want to shop at Amazon, you can either make it so Amazon keeps 100% of the money they bring in, or that they cut some of it over to Free Talk Live. So if you want to help us out, please go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You click into the right Amazon for you and just get your shopping done. It's shop.freetalklive.com. To the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Gene, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hey, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, originally I had called in regarding, you're talking about the baby names, and you guys started touching on taxes and about, you know, how people need a social security number to get tax deduction. And you probably know this, you probably just didn't get that in depth, but, you know, several years back I had an in-law that had several kids, and she was getting several thousand dollars back and didn't even pay taxes. Like, literally, she even if she didn't work, and I found out, and you probably know this, it's called the earned income credit, where they literally just fill out the form and the government just gives them cash. Yeah. And in order to do that, they got to have the Social Security number. So
that's what you were talking about, right, Mark?
Yes, you have to have a Social Security number, and this earned income tax credit is basically a form of welfare. Because, look, I believe the right amount of tax on income is zero. Okay, so I don't believe that anybody who's getting a write-off or a tax credit that's going against their tax bill is somehow, you know, cheating the government or cheating me or cheating society as a whole or anything nutty like that. But once you get that first dollar that you didn't pay in, and I'm not talking about the money you paid in, you know, previously, I'm talking about just money, you know, like you never paid anything in, mm-hmm. and you're getting a check from the government. It's just another form of welfare at that point. And so, yeah, I would be against it from that standpoint. I did look into this at one point. So in, I think, 2009 was the year that I looked into, $144 million tax forms were filed with the IRS. Mm. Now, some of those are joint. Some of those are filing singly. So I don't know. What that says to me is that some Americans, like maybe 100 million of them or so, aren't filing tax forms.
Good for them. Those people are heroes.
Secondly, of those, only half of them paid in. So people, 144, about 70 million people, filled out a tax form and did not pay a penny in taxes. Now, I don't know how that works with withholding or anything like that, but that's the best I was able to find. Essentially, you know, half of the people filing taxes aren't paying income tax.
Yeah, and if I can add one more thing,
please.
I don't want to take much time.
No,
to expand on that and Trump, and I know everybody's got their problems with him, but one thing I really hope he does is this whole country is out of control. This, like, just what we talk about, that's just like a fraction of the waste. And I'm not saying, I know some people, we need welfare, right? We're compassionate people. But you look at welfare, you look at Obamacare and all these different things, and there's just all these people think that they're just going, the money just appears out of nowhere. And it's the hardworking people that are putting in 40, 50 hours a week, and the government's taking 25, 35%. Well, that's 2 days I was away from my family working to earn that money. And they're taking it. And
right.
Some of these people are like, oh, everybody's so rich. They have all this money. That's work. That's days of work. It's hours. It's time.
Right. What's
and
the old tax?
There's
that one tax group that does the calculation on Tax Freedom Day when, you know, what's
about
what day per year that the average person in the United States has to work to pay off whatever tax burden. And it's almost half the damn year. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Close to it.
But I just want to take issue with one thing that you said, and that is that we need welfare. We're compassionate. Welfare is not compassion. It's just a government program masquerading as though it's compassion, because ultimately the bulk of the money that goes to welfare ends up going to pay the bureaucrats who administrate the program. And then, of course, we know that the rest of the money, which, again, the bulk of it already went to the administrators, so whatever remains there, the remaining 30% or 40% that's left, we know that there's tremendous waste and fraud as far as, you know, who's receiving that welfare, people who really arguably don't really deserve it but know how to work the system, and then in there somewhere there's actually people who need help. So, no, it's not compassion. What is real compassion is a voluntary charity that can actually help people who truly are in need, and that is given to on a consensual, voluntary basis by the people who support those charities. And if we didn't have government welfare, this one-size-fits-all solution that is ultimately only enriching bureaucrats and continuing to impoverish its recipients, then we would actually have more compassionate options, more choices for people to give money to as far as charities are concerned, where each individual would be able to decide which organizations to support. Now, that's true compassion.
Very well said.
Thanks, Gene. I appreciate your call tonight. More coming up here with your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ken. He's in Indiana. Ooh, no, he's not. He just dropped off. Let's go to Bill, who is in Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, Bill.
Hey, hello there. Yes,
welcome.
Sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, couple observations. First of all, on this health care bill, I'm glad it didn't pass because I think there's still a lot of band-aids that need to be put on it. What I don't understand is why does Trump just say that, you know, all of Obamacare is no good? Because there's a lot of parts of it that are good, and it was put together well-intentioned to help a lot of people.
Well, you know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. What part is good?
What I'm saying is, why don't people, some of these presidents, why doesn't the president recognize and say, hey, look, it was well-intentioned, but there's a lot of it that needs to be repaired, and just, you know, make other people, why do they have to tear down everything like nothing he did was good?
You want
to get a
Trump
lot more,
to stop
get a lot more support from Democrats if they would acknowledge some of the good that the other party does once in a while.
Well,
you know,
you want Trump to stop acting like Trump? I mean,
that's true.
Well, the reason he got the job, or at least the reason he beat out a lot of the Republicans, is because he's got this no-nonsense kind of style. I'm not saying I support it. I certainly don't.
You voted for him in the primary.
I did vote for him in the primary as a placeholder to say, I think this is the guy that's going to win, because my guy dropped out. Rand Paul dropped out a couple of days before the primary. I didn't have anybody to vote for, so I just dropped a vote in because I was running for office and had to go. So anyway, you know, the guy, I think that ultimately what it comes down to is they don't need to make the Democrats happy. They don't need to make, you know, to hold out an olive branch, because the Republicans hold the majority in the House. Not a controlling majority in the Senate, but a majority in the Senate, and, of course, the White House. So I don't see why they would want to work together. The way
sure.
that the Constitution's written, that gives a simple majority power, is basically a formula for having two parties and for those parties to never agree.
Yeah. Well, you make a good point. And then I have one other question for you,
sure.
real quick, sir. Is there such a thing, I've heard the word tossed around, as death panels as far as Medicare goes? When somebody is 85 or 88 years old and they say, well, it's going to take $250,000 to try to cure your cancer, you know, we can't try to make people live to be forever. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I'm 71 years old, and most people over 65, 70, they're going to have some kind of expensive heart operation or cancer that's going to run $200,000, $300,000. Well, there ain't enough money in the world with all us seniors, because we're 20% of the population, to pay for all this. So is there such a thing as death panels? Do they consider...
No question.
When it comes to Medicare, I have never heard of, there's not one story that anyone can point to that I've seen where somebody's been denied care for cost or something like
that.
But
will happen the more government takes over.
Right. The more government gets its hands in, then, you know, if you had, you know, something where government essentially administrated.
Let's come back and talk about it here. Thanks, Bill. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portable GlobalSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
If you like Free Talk Live, then please, you can support the show. Just amp the show for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You go there, get signed up. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, and you get perks, and you help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we possibly can. You get all kinds of cool perks. So go and get signed up. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We'll go right back to your calls here in a moment. But our last caller did bring up this question of death panels. He wonders if, you know, are there such a thing, you know, are there people, bureaucrats behind these government healthcare programs that are deciding to not go ahead and, you know, pay for elderly care. If somebody is in their, you know, late 80s and they're having some kind of serious operation, are there a group of bureaucrats who say, you know, we got to take care of our budget here and Mildred's probably not going to live right too much longer.
Do we want a heart operation for an 87-year-old is the question they're going to ask. And they're going to look at some tables and charts and see, well, how many years is that going to get them? Looks like three. No. Or whatever.
And you said you'd never heard of that happening, Mark.
With Medicare.
Right. Now, I don't have my ear close to the ground on elderly health care issues, but I do know that I've heard about this happening in Canada. At least that's the rumor.
And I've heard NHS in England, and pretty much any place that the government provides the health care, there's going to have to be, you know, cost-benefit analysis added to the situation, because only the marketplace can provide the kind of information about what is needed and what is not. So, I mean, once the government government is providing health care. You've moved into the realm of health care is a right. But which health care?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you the cutting edge, really multi-million dollar expensive health care? Or are you talking about, you know, that broken bones, maternity, and, you know, the basics?
Right.
I don't know. And people would say, well, you know, ultimately...
People would like to believe that it's the best. They would like to believe that about their government health care program. They would like to believe that it's the best. But what we've heard from people in Canada in the past, we've been doing this show for more than a decade, or a decade and a half at this point. But what we've heard from people in Canada is that if you're young, well, then the Canadian health care system is... snappy, man. They're just going to see you fast. You're going to get in. You're going to get out. Everything's great. The young people seem to really like their experiences with the Canadian one-size-fits-all government-run healthcare system.
Young people don't need much coverage, right? And this is the same as true in England with the NHS, National Health Insurance or whatever.
I think. Health service.
Whatever it is. And they... You know, the younger you are, the more you're going to be pleased with it because, well, you don't need doctors and as much, and oftentimes what you need isn't as costly.
But and you're also more likely to get scheduled sooner, so you can get back out there and work and pay taxes, right? So the young people in this one-size-fits-all, government-run, single-payer, so-called healthcare system, they're the ones who are feeding into it at current, right? So the elderly people, if they're retired, they've certainly paid in the past, but right now, they're not paying in. They're retired. And so they get placed in the waiting lines. They get in the queue. And, of course, you know, you're told, yeah, sure, bud, we can give you that heart operation in 1 year's time.
Oftentimes, Canadians are coming down to the United States for elective, surgery and that sort of thing.
Right, which is what motivates that, right? You've got a long wait in Canada. It's free, but it's a long wait. Or you can go down to the United States and get it done relatively quickly.
One would ask if that isn't the best system, though. Because what it does is it provides, quote-unquote, the safety net. And without having to, you know, given all the extras. So because there's this waiting list, the likelihood that you die before you get the expensive operation is high, right?
Why are you saying that's the best system? You mean for the government's
interest?
One would
ask. Well, no, for the interest of people who don't want to pay for health care.
Uh-huh.
You see, because ultimately what my philosophy is that all interactions should be voluntary. And you're demanding tax money from me to pay for your health care, then it's not a right. It's, you know, you just stealing money from me. Taxation, by its nature, is theft. Mm-hmm. When you look at what's the difference between rape and sex? Consent. What's
right.
the difference between stealing and being handed something willingly? Consent.
Right.
What's the difference between sort of murder and, killing somebody who's dying of a terminal disease? Consent. What's the difference between taxation and theft? Well, taxation, it doesn't have consent either, so it is the same thing.
Yeah, extortion, I think, is probably a better
right. It's a form of
term
theft.
For it, but yeah.
Theft.
Right.
Extortion is a form of theft.
I guess I'm still unsure of to what you meant when you said it's the best system.
Well,
because you wouldn't say that about, I mean, generally you wouldn't say that about
no,
a government.
One would
right?
ask. People who support this stuff sort of ask, well, what, should we have a baseline system to take care of people? Shouldn't there be some kind of, you know...
A safety net is what you're saying.
Yeah, the a baseline.
So you're not saying that. You're saying someone else would say
people
that.
People do ask
I
those
see.
Things.
I see.
I certainly wouldn't say it, but...
It's a terrible system.
It's likely to be what turns out. It's like, okay, America's going to get some kind of socialized health care probably in our lifetimes, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they already have it. It's called the VA.
They also Medicare, Medicaid,
yeah.
and all these other things. And I think that bringing up the VA is really great because you can look at... Also, prisons and
yeah.
military. I've had people who have been in both of these places claim to me that lots of people went to the clinic or whatever, claimed to be sick in order to get out of work from both prison and the military. And is that what we want from our society? Is an option for people who just don't feel like going to work that day to go sit at some place for the clinic and wait for several hours in order to avoid labor? That doesn't sound like that's going to be terribly efficient. And if you claim that it's not going to happen, well, how do you explain prison and the military? Because it happens in both of those places, and both of those places have socialized medicine.
Right. And a lot of veterans absolutely hate the VA.
We've had them call in here and claim that they were the VA was trying to kill them.
Right. So you're welcome to comment here, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, the best solution, you want to talk about a safety net, is charity, as I touched on before. Letting people decide who to support. Let them decide which hospital charity wings deserve their money. And the individual being able to donate their own money to whatever the charity that they think is most deserving is the most efficient way to allocate those funds, as opposed to some unaccountable or nearly unaccountable government bureaucrat aggregating all this money from all these taxpayers and then just spending it in the way that that person or that board of people thinks is the best way to do it. Far less efficient. Even if they were doing, you know, good things with it, it's not as efficient of a way to allocate funds. And so allowing people to choose is always the best, most compassionate option. And the idea that without government, people would be, you know, dying in the streets is ridiculous. And it ignores the idea that our neighbors are good people who do want to help one another. They will even help total strangers, people who they don't know, whether they're it's a house that burned down a street away from them, or it's people who are flooded by a tsunami on the other side of the world. People are compassionate towards one another.
Right. Like, that's why we set up hope.freetalklive.com, so that you have the opportunity to help us build an orphanage in Uganda. And we're trying to take care of about 40 orphans who are getting kicked out of their little tiny room that they've been staying in. This guy's, that we've been working with is building an orphanage. And if you think we sound like a bunch of callous jerks, consider that we're working hard to help build this orphanage, and we hope that you'll help us, too.
Well, you're not working hard, Mark. You're a radio talk show host. You're not going to be swinging a hammer, although you could. You know how to do that stuff.
I'm vigilant. How's that in helping? And you can help, too. Hey, look, you don't have to agree with me ideologically to help me build this orphanage. All you have to do is go to hope.freetalklive.com. See the Facebook post I've made there. You don't have to send your money through me, although I'll help with my PayPal and that sort of thing if that's what you need to do. But there's ways to send Western Union, ways to send Bitcoin, a variety of options. And that, please help build this orphanage at hope.freetalklive.com.
All right, now that you've had a nice positive message, let's get our nightly dose of hate from James in Arizona. Go ahead, James.
I don't hate anybody. I hate liars and lying, and I confront it every time. Like, for instance, you have such moral clarity with welfare. Even though you minister Bernard, you have a welfare recipient living upstairs who's never contributed a dime in income to the taxpayers of the civilized town of Keene, New Hampshire.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's a baseless accusation that is completely false.
Thanks for the call tonight. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, we're over at freetalklive.com. That's right. We got a tomorrow night show because we're live 7 nights a week. So even if you don't get us live on your radio station, you can always grab us online. freetalklive.com. We're live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every day.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You have experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.